Mama, this week I was driving in my car. And the song came on. And this song got good to me. And as the song came on, Carla, I couldn't turn this song. I want y'all to take a few seconds and listen to what this song say before we have our scripture and prayer.
You are my hope. You are my. awesome ruler, and I call him King.
Call him King.
No matter what the devil tries to do, he's a mighty savior for you. Oh, oh, he's my Lord and Savior.
Yes, God. Hey.
Of everything.
Everything.
He's an awesome ruler, and I call him King.
Call him King.
No matter what
the devil tries to do,
he's a mighty savior for you. For you, help me. He's the Lord. Right.
He's the Lord and Savior.
better to me than I've been to myself. He's mighty.
Praise.
You're God Almighty all by yourself, Father God. So we will offset
Amen. My desire is to praise you. Amen. How many of us, that is our desire. My desire is to praise you. Amen. Said, I've been through too much not to worship you. I've been through too much not to praise your name. But my desire is to praise you. I woke up early this morning and it was my desire. Having a desire, that means this is something I really want to do. Is that I woke up this morning and it was on my mind. Anybody, see, if that might be for y'all, but you know, those that have been around for a while, they don't say, I woke up this morning with my mind and it was stayed on Jesus. Anybody wake up this morning and your mind was stayed on Jesus? Anybody so glad that you didn't get a knock on your door and nobody was notifying you of nothing this morning? Anybody so glad that you was able to get to the house this morning? Anybody so glad that there was a way made out of no way for you? Anybody get excited about what God is able to do? Anybody get excited about exceeding an abundance of God? Amen. He said he's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But he says, according to the power which worketh in us. Then he said in his word that faith without works is dead. He said something in his word. He said, can you praise me because I can't praise myself? I created you in my image and my likeness to give me praise. I'm going to give y'all this and then we're going to read our tithe declaration. I got a funny feeling and a sneaky suspicion that if you praise God, that he'll begin to move in some of them situations in your life that you've been praying and asking him. God, is you going to do this? He said, you won't tell me thank you for what I've already done. We want to tell God, God, I need you to come through with this bill and everything. He said, I just need you to thank me for waking you up this morning. God, I need you to make a way. I need this house. God, I need you to be thankful that the house you in is still working in your favor. We get so caught up in God, I need. Sometimes we just have to say, God, I thank you. Yes. Yes. Amen. We're going to read our tithe and declaration together. Y'all bear with us this morning. It's been a very, very interesting morning for a lot of us. Amen. 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 On the count of three, we're going to read this together. Amen. One, two, three.
As we give our tithes, we believe God for jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, favorable settlements, estates and inheritances. We believe God for interest and income, rebates and returns, scholarships and fellowships, checks in the mail, direct deposits, gifts and surprises, fine and money, bills paid off.
Get to read that, you start seeing words that ain't up there. I thought it was just me. The Bible reads, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me. Now herewith said the Lord of hosts, for I'll not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. Then the Bible goes on to say, faith come by hearing, hearing come by the word of God. For God loves a cheerful giver, but little becomes much when you put it in the hands of God. Amen. Amen. If I could have both sides of you, please stand face to center out in the forward direction of the usher in the rear. The basket that Sister Deborah has, that's if you want to give your blessing to greater praise. If you want to give your blessing to deliverance and praise, then you'll put it in the basket that Sister Tasha is holding. The baskets are labeled on the front. So remember that it is two ministries, but there are some obligations that the other ministry has. And that is why we take up two offerings. Amen. Amen. Because they still have some obligations and we still waiting on the Lord. Amen. 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 If you want to give virtually, you give the dollar sign, greater praise, BC06. That's dollar sign, greater praise, BC06. If you want to give to Cash App for deliverance and praise, give the dollar sign, church, DAP1. Dollar sign, church, DAP1. They are on the... It's green. I was about to say it's on the screenshot. We all had a chance to give. Amen. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for these offerings. We thank you for the seeds as well as the seed sowers. Continue to work it out, God. Continue to make a way out of no way. We pray this morning for our bishop, God, that you would give him strength as he stands to proclaim your word, Father God. Hide him behind the cross, Father God, that you may stand up in him, Father God. Sit him down that you'll get all honor, glory, and praise, Father God. Strengthen him right now, Father God. For his body is tired, Father God, but his mind is strengthened. His body is tired, but his spirit is strengthened this morning, Father God. Father God, you've given him renewed strength this morning, so we thank you right now. Father God, let him stand boldly before the throne of grace to proclaim your word to your people, that somebody might come saying, Lord, what must I do to be closer to you? We thank you right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over this entire service, and we say,
baby. should have been able. I should have had to get up. He said, after the rain, your troubles won't last. After the rain, your struggles will be your last. After the rain, God's going to show up and show out after the rain. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all ain't never been in the rain. Y'all ain't never been in the struggle. You ain't never had a call on them in the midnight hour, but after the rain. After the rain, after the rain. You keep telling God about your problems. You should be telling your problems about your God. You keep selling for less like you don't know who God is. He put the sun and the moon in the sky. Yeah, they don't know what I'm talking about. The same God that they laid in a borrowed tomb, he laid there one day. He laid there 2 days, but early Sunday morning he got up. Not some power, not a little power, but all power. Y'all missed it. All power in heaven and earth. What is that saying? I can get my blessing right now. I don't have to wait until I get over there. I can get mine right now. I serve him right now, God. He's in the blessing business. Right now. See, God is trying to bring a revival out in this place. Huh? Somebody need to understand that after the rain, after your struggle. We was talking this morning. This is what y'all need to understand. He said, if you can't struggle with me, you can't reign with me. In other words, if you can't go through some trials and tribulations, if you can't face unexpected situations, how you expect to reign?
My mom, she made me not like beans.
We had beans for lunch and beans for dinner. Beans on holidays. And when mom would cook those beans and that kidney meat, y'all better pay attention.
Come on.
I don't want to eat that. And mom would say, until you eat your dinner, you can't get up from the table. Uh-huh. Y'all know what I said? I'ma out. Do her, because I ain't eating it. Not understanding that she had some fortitude. Because she understood what I didn't understand, that what she was trying to give me was good for me.
Yeah.
But now when she cooked hamburgers and when she cooked hot dogs and nachos, she didn't have to tell me to sit at the table. I cleaned my plate and was asking for seconds. That's just like us. We take in all the bad things in our spirit and we take those things in every day, all day. But when God tell you, I need you to take some love in your spirit, I need you to take some hope in your spirit, I didn't need you to take some salvation. We sitting at the table and we trying to outweigh God. But you can't outweigh God. He said, yay, I stand there. Stand at the door and knock. He's patient. He's patiently waiting. He said, I'm going to stand at this door and I'm going to knock on it. And the day you answer it, I'll be your welcome.
Oh.
See, some of y'all saying to yourself, I never had a daddy. Yes, you have. You just ain't answered the door. He said, yea, I stand at the door and knock.
Yes, sir.
The day you hear my voice, what not your heart, allow me to come in and sup with you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And then you go sit down for a spell.
Yeah.
He gonna have a little conversation with your spirit and with your heart and soul. And say, have a little talk with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell him all about your problems. He'll hear Satan's cry and answer by and by. A little prayer will turn it. I know a fire's burning. Just a little talk. Just a talk with Jesus makes it alright. Oh, reminds me of that woman. See, when we're talking about faith, it reminds me of that woman who, with that issue of blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? Say, she had went to doctor after doctor after doctor, had spent all her money. But one day, she was hanging out in the right crowd.
My Lord.
One day, she was hanging out in the right. Y'all know we don't always hang out in the right crowd. Can I tell the truth about it? We're going to help somebody today. We don't always hang out in the right crowd. We hang out in the crowd that want to go party. We hang out in the crowd that want to go drink. We hang out in the crowd that want to do everything but what God said. She was with some right people. At the right time,
on
the right day,
yeah.
In the right season,
right,
in the right situation.
Yeah. 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 My Lord. Yes, sir.
Somebody said, I know a man.
My Lord.
And his name is Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And what I know about this man is he's never lost a patience.
My Lord.
He's never lost a case.
Yeah.
I know a man that can fix your situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So she heard that Jesus was in town.
Yeah.
Oh, let me make it for y'all to understand. For those of y'all that's around my age, the Barclays was in town. For those of y'all that's a little younger, they heard that Jeezy was in town.
Yeah.
We on the same page now. She heard that Jesus was in town.
Yeah.
This is what I like about it. She didn't say
Come on.
I need you to just come over to my house.
Uh-huh.
Sit down at the table with me and have some. See the faith of it. But she had enough faith to say that if I could just touch him. If I could just heal on this God. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know for a fact. See, some of y'all talking about you got faith, but you ain't standing on it. Some of y'all talking about you trust in God, but you ain't standing on it. Because soon as the storm comes, and soon as the rain comes, you start doubting God. You start telling God that he ain't showing up. But God don't come when you want it, but he's always right on time. She said, if I could just touch the hem, I know for a fact. In other words, she said, you can't make me doubt.
Right.
Oh, we got a lot of doubt Thomas is in the house. But she said, you can't make me doubt. She's standing on it.
Yeah.
I know the lies you told about it, but you still can't make me doubt. I know what they said in the crowd, but you can't make me doubt. I know some naysayers out here, but you can't make me doubt.
Come on now.
Because I know too much about it.
Yeah.
I tried it for myself. I remember, Pastor. I remember when I was growing up. I was hanging out and doing things. But I had a praying mother.
Come on.
Come on. She's still on her faith. Can she stand on her faith when you can't stand on your own?
Come on, Christian.
I had a praying mother, and when I was out there, she was praying over me, and God protected me, and God kept me. So that when I got old enough to understand who God was, when I got old enough to have a relationship with him, I'm standing on my own feet right now. And let me tell you something about that old devil. He trying to shake my face sometimes. He trying to make me throw in the towel sometimes. He trying to make me give up sometimes. But I remember what my mama told me. She said, you got to trust him when you can't see your way through a storm. You got to trust him when the rain won't stop falling. You got to trust him when the tornado is shaking the ground. You got to trust him when you're all by yourself. You got to trust him. So, Rob, as I'm going through my situation, see, y'all, it was one point I had 3 or 4 jobs. I was working like a Chinaman. And the money was good. But God stepped in. And he said, well, I'm supposed to give y'all this church. And when I give y'all this church, I'm going to need you to be present.
My Lord.
I said, Lord, I only work 3 days in the evening. The other days, I'll be present. He said, now, son, you ain't understanding me. I need you to be present at the church like I'm present in your life. He said, I'm not present in your life 3 days.
Come on.
He said, I'm not present in your life 3 hours out the week. But he said, I'm present in your life 24/7. I said, what do you need? He said, you can call me whenever you need.
Yeah.
And I always answer the phone.
Yes,
I expect the same from you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I need a clean house if you want daddy to come in.
Yeah.
I took my situation to the Lord. That would be your circumstance. Yeah. it up. Yeah. Gave it to him nice and neat.
Yeah.
And said, Daddy, I need you to take this.
Yeah.
I'm standing on my faith.
Yeah.
I'm standing on your word.
Yeah.
I'm standing on my, your promise.
Yeah.
That if I give it to you, you work it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You work that thing out for me. Somebody here today need to stand on his
feet. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somebody in here today
yeah.
need to stand on his word.
Yeah.
You can trust him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, woman, not the fact that you touch me.
Yeah.
Not the fact that you pushed your way through the crowd. But the fact you had some faith.
Yeah.
And you stood on it.
Uh-huh.
Your faith. Your faith.
Yeah.
Faith without
work
is what? Don't nobody want to work. There's plenty of work, but don't nobody want to work hard. They show up late to church, but they don't have time for the
play.
They show up late for Bible study, but they don't have time for the gossip hour on the phone. I need you to stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know something about standing on it?
Yeah.
You can stand on it. Come here, John. Say, man. Say, I know this is my brother, and I know he got me. I can lean on it, too. My daddy got me.
Yeah.
And I can lean on it. And I can trust him. Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. See, y'all want to lean on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to lean on your friend, but let me tell you something. Misery loves company.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But let me tell you something about God. He takes what you... Oh, come on. Y'all know y'all got the Facebook, the Twitter, stuff like that. And you tell somebody your problem, and they end up working on Facebook, Twitter, and things like that. My daddy, when I tell him my problems,
between me and him.
It's just me and him.
Yes, yes, sir.
And when I tell him, he don't just have a pity party with me.
Yeah.
But he say, son, I'm going to take this and I'm going to work it out for you.
Because
you better have enough faith and trust in me to give it to me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to work it out for you. Yeah. I'm going to make this plain for the young chef. You know how you asking your friend for $10.
Yeah.
And they got a pocket full of money and they tell you they broke. Oh, yeah, I got no friends like that.
Got an uncle like that, but not friends.
He ain't talking about this. They say red skin.
Not them.
Your friend. You broke. But your dad on the count of a thousand. He was trying to get it to you. Have you ever met somebody like that? Just trying to give it to you? I love my kids, but I'm just not trying to get it to me. I guess I'm not a real person here. I ain't trying to give them nothing. I'm going to give them the work for it.
That's it.
Huh? The same way my mom taught.
Come on.
Well, mama, I'm glad you're here today. I look at you and everything's going forward. That's how good, man. That's how good. So when I was growing up, can I tell you the truth about it? I was young. I had this woman that was older.
Come on. Tell the story.
No hate by you. I had this woman that was older than me. And because she was older than me, she bought me any and everything I wanted. Gave me any and everything I needed. Right. My mother pulled her to the side. Made me
met. Put her to the side.
Told her, don't be bad, my son. Nothing.
I'll raise men.
And he gonna learn how to work for everything he wants. Now, damn right, I'm a man. Mama stopped my cash flow and my little good. But no, Mama was trying to steal something. Let me make it plain for you. See, God trying to instill something in you. Instead of getting mad at him, you probably ought to listen to what he's talking about. Instead of running away from church, you probably ought to stay there for a while. And burn hell. Because what mama taught me made me the man I am today.
Amen.
Burn.
Come on. Because
she taught me how to love God.
Yeah.
She taught me how to trust in Jesus.
Yeah.
She taught me how to have faith in Spirit.
Amen.
Stand on your faith.
Amen.
Stand on his word.
Yeah.
You can trust him.
Yeah.
How do I know? Because I tried it for myself.
Yes, sir.
And I know right now my bills is longer than my money.
All right.
But my daddy's behind me.
Yeah.
And I know sooner or later, ain't he true?
He's gonna make a way.
My daddy's gonna step up.
Yeah,
to
me.
And he gonna knock this thing out.
Amen. Yeah.
And y'all gonna witness
it.
Amen.
Y'all gonna witness it. But this is what I like about blessings. If you bless me, y'all in this church. Everybody in here is in the vicinity to get blessed.
definitely preach that thing like you felt it, didn't he? And you wouldn't be able to tell that he ain't been asleep at all, none last night. And he been out working all night. Left the job, went home, got his clothes, and came to the church to make sure he was here. He could have easily told one of us, y'all handle it today. I've been out all night. He could tell me because I was with him. We was going to both be at the house chilling today. But he said, we still got to get to the house of God. Because at the house of God, there's love. At the house of God, there's gentleness. At the house of God, he understood that he could get his second wind and he could get some strength. If that's you today, I want to stand on my faith. Will you come? This day. You don't want to come down by yourself, grab the person's hand next to you and ask him to make the walk with you. Y'all love God and him. I'm sure he'll do it with him.